Good morning, Lewis. I see that Donald Trump has once again made headlines with his trade policy announcements. He's vowing to impose steep tariffs on dozens of countries by August 1, 2025.
That is quite the timeline, Alice, and he insists there will be no extensions. The previous day, he even sent letters warning of 25 to 40% tariffs for 14 countries, including Japan, South Korea, and South Africa.
Yeah, but these tariffs have been delayed multiple times since his announcement on April 2. It's interesting to see that the markets aren't reacting as strongly as they did back then.
Right. The S&P 500 is up 6% this year and trading near record highs. Ajay Rajadiaksha from Barclays even said there's no reason to believe this time will be any different.
And it seems the administration is optimistic about the revenue. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent mentioned that higher tariffs could generate over $300 billion in revenue this year.
Wow, that is a significant figure. However, CT analysts argue that these threats are seen more as part of an ongoing negotiation rather than a final policy.
Exactly. Trump delayed a July 9 deadline for new trade deals to August 1. He also mentioned more letters would follow soon. Japan and South Korea are already trying to negotiate down the tariffs.
The EU is also hopeful about reaching a temporary deal to keep tariffs at 10%. But Germany's finance minister warned of retaliatory measures if a fair deal isn't reached.
Trump claims the US is probably 2 days off sending the EU a letter, which he equates with a deal. Goldman Sachs noted the shifting policy has created large uncertainty.
Still, the outlook has been buoyed by the fundamental strength of the largest stocks, hopes for earlier and deeper interest rate cuts by the Fed, and investors' willingness to overlook potential weaknesses.
Bank of America also highlighted the danger of underestimating corporate America. It's a complex situation, but the markets seem to be taking it in stride for now.
Indeed, Alice. It will be interesting to see how the next few weeks unfold, especially with more letters expected and negotiations ongoing. Thanks for the update.
Anytime, Lewis. Until next time.